Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Donations. I'm your host, Donovan Baeza, and thank you for taking some time to listen today. On the previous episode here at Donations, the one with my good friend Modesta, talking about not being okay, I touched a little bit on the idea about getting out of your own way. And I want to expand on that a little bit more. All my life, I've been told to speak up. All my life, I've been labeled the quiet one. I've heard things like, you don't talk enough, or you're too quiet. And my personal favorite, you're going to miss the train. I've been told that if I didn't speak up, if I wasn't the loudest in the room, my presence would go unnoticed. And I'll be honest, my presence ever being something unknown or unnoticed is probably one of my biggest fears. And that's not for the sake of ego or anything like that, but for the sake of having a purpose and doing purposeful things. Now, I remember a time when I joined a new team at work and was made responsible for a major part of an upcoming project. And it was probably me being my own worst enemy, but I remember sitting in packed meetings, listening to everyone speak up about how things worked in that moment and the ideas they had about how they should work in the future. My anxiety grew and grew throughout the meeting, the more I became certain that another 30-minute to an hour discussion would go by without any input from me, and swirling around my head were those voices saying, you're being too quiet, say something. It felt like there was this giant sign on my forehead that read, doesn't speak, and because of that, doesn't know anything and can't do the job. Now, if you're anything like me, that's the kind of situation your inner critic thrives in. For me, he'll add about 3 times the amount of pressure on the already building weight. And that's exactly what would happen after leaving those kinds of meetings. Honestly, it's what happens anytime I feel like I'm being too quiet and that everyone else in the room is noticing. It feels like I'm failing to meet these standards set by the outside world, and that sometimes starts to seep into my self-worth. And there I go, getting in my own way. There are countless ways that we all tend to get in our own way. One day, it's playing ridiculous and impossible scenarios in our heads, over and over, until we convince ourselves it's reality. Now, my imagination is just too wild for that. And other days, it's letting self-doubt get the best of us and keep us from taking the life-changing opportunity being placed in our hands. And sometimes it's simply trying to control all the things that clearly fall outside of our control. Whether it be in project meetings, out with new friends, or in new circumstances, I may not be the loudest. I may not be the most talkative. But what I am is attentive. I take in any and all information placed in front of me and replay it over and over in my head until it sticks. I listen to what is said, what is left unsaid, any misleading connotation. I'm watching body language and I'm mirroring mine so that my attention and sincerity doesn't go unnoticed. So that my presence doesn't go unnoticed. That's my process. I'm quiet, I'm attentive, and I do things with intent. And reminding myself of that is how I get out from all the unnecessary pressure I put on myself. That's how I get out of my own way. Needless to say, by trusting my process, and allowing myself the space to listen and observe and learn. By getting out of my own way, I was more than prepared and handled myself extremely well the time the project lights at work went from red to green. What seemed to be lacking by my quietness showed up when it mattered most. I didn't miss the train. On the contrary, I've been riding it this whole time, present and in my own seat, doing things my way. Sometimes getting out of your own way looks like allowing yourself the time to rest, recover, and reevaluate instead of pushing and pulling and making fast decisions. Sometimes getting out of your own way looks like taking the focus off of the outcome and placing it on being the person you are now, and whether that's the person you always envisioned you'd be or what steps you need to take to get there. And sometimes getting out of your own way looks like becoming your own hype man. It's talking to and caring for yourself the way you would your 5-year-old self. It's something I've been practicing when the pressure from my inner critic starts to get too heavy. And it's really comforting to remind myself, hey, I got you. Whatever your process is, allow yourself the space to just be. Work to rid yourself of the unnecessary pressure and self-judgment and self-doubt. Trust your instincts to tell you what's best for you, and instead of blocking your way through, forge your path onward. What's one way you tend to get in your own way? How are you holding yourself back? And more importantly, what are you doing to combat that? Find me on Instagram and send me a message. Let me know. Let's talk about it. You can find me at donovan.baeza. Thank you again for taking the time to listen today. It means the world to me. And as always, be careful.